Hello, Sally Beamish, and welcome into the light.
Oh, welcome to
I've
Scotland.
just thank you so much. We are thrilled to be here. You live in a beautiful area out in the what I'd call the boonies, but it seems really it's pretty far. Do you have a little village here where you
Yes, it's
shop?
about 400 people and a very high proportion of musicians, funnily enough.
Really?
So we have our own theatre company with a professional band who will play for the love of it because all the children are involved and everything. So we put on a show every year. Just from within this tiny village.
Wow. How long have you lived here?
I've lived here for 13, 14 years.
And done all your work from here and sent it off
Yes,
to
yes.
where it's going. Well, I'd like to start by hearing what's going on right now because I know you're working
Okay.
on something hard. So
Yes.
tell me about that.
I'm working on a cello concerto for the British cellist Robert Cohen, and this is jointly commissioned by the Minnesota Orchestra with Ozma Venska and the Halle Orchestra with Mark Elder. So it's going to have two premieres, one in Minneapolis in November and then a year later in Manchester.
Oh, great. So coming up.
Yes,
And how's
yes.
it going?
Oh, well, it's always scary, a really big piece like this. And it's an unusual brief for me because it's his 50th birthday this year, and he wanted me to write something that reflects his background and his origins. And his family came from Central Europe. His grandfather moved from Poland at the very beginning of the 20th century to South Africa, and he wanted something that reflected that sort of itinerant, the journeying and the travelling, which is something he does, of course, as well as a soloist. He's always migrating. And also, of course, his Jewish roots, which is very much outside my experience. So I've been looking into Polish Yiddish music, and it's a totally new departure for me. I've also been looking into birds which migrate from Poland to South Africa, and there are quite a lot. It's one of the main migratory channels. So lovely birds like black kites and white storks and swallows, and so that's coming into it as well.
How did you learn about the birds? Did he know that or did...
No, I suddenly thought, because I often use bird song in my music, and it hadn't occurred to me that I would use it in this piece, but I really wanted to get away from writing, from drawing too much on the Jewish music, because I didn't really want to tap into that in a superficial way. I wanted really to make it more a general piece about traveling, about displacement, about finding a new home, about one's roots being somewhere else, which is something I'm familiar with, having moved not very far, but definitely to a different country. And then it just got me thinking about birds. I heard some geese going over, and I suddenly thought, I wonder which birds. And of course, the wonderful internet. I just looked up Poland and migrating birds, and there were the ones that go from Poland to South Africa. In fact, Robert's grandfather travelled by mistake to South Africa. His family intended to go to Britain, and they got on the wrong boat, so they ended up in South Africa. And his grandfather had a career in mining diamonds, and his daughter, who's Robert's mother, then came to Britain with the diamond ring that is made of one of the first diamonds that Robert's grandfather mined, and it became her engagement ring.
Oh, what
And
a lovely story.
so yes, yeah, so the birds going to South Africa and the diamond coming from Africa to Britain.
Are you going to have brilliant music for
I
that?
wondered whether to have diamonds in the title, but I thought that maybe that was laying myself open for not quite managing to get the diamonds in there. I still haven't thought of a title for the piece. There are so many possibilities.
That sounds like a really exciting project.